Sam Hu fight to become Macau's next chief executive following uncontested elections. Sam Hu Fai, the former top judge of Macau, has been elected as the city's new leader, becoming the first chief executive born in mainland China. This election marks a shift in the political landscape of the Chinese casino hub, as the city's leadership has traditionally been composed of individuals born in Macau, many of whom hailed from influential business families. In this latest election, 394 of the 398 member committee, overwhelmingly aligned with Beijing, cast their votes in favor of Sam, who was the sole candidate. The remaining four members submitted blank ballots. The election of Sam reflects a broader change in the city's governance, moving away from the dominance of local business elites. Analysts have noted that the selection of a leader with a background in law, rather than business, is likely to decrease the influence of Macau's powerful business circles. These groups have often been accused by critics of maintaining close ties with government officials, leading to concerns about the entanglement of commercial and political interests. Observers expect that under Sam's leadership, Beijing's policy objectives for Macau will be prioritized, in line with China's broader agenda for the region. Sam is expected to officially take office in December, coinciding with the 25th anniversary of Macau's return to Chinese rule. His election comes at a time when China has been urging Macau to reduce its economic reliance on the gambling sector, which has long been the city's economic backbone. Sam has expressed his support for these calls for diversification and has pledged to implement policies that align with Beijing's objectives for the city's future development. A future beyond gambling. During his campaign, Sam emphasized the need to uphold national sovereignty while accelerating the city's efforts to diversify its economy. He outlined plans to promote growth in sectors beyond the gambling industry, including tourism, traditional Chinese medicine, finance, exhibitions, and commerce. These sectors have been identified as potential drivers of future economic growth, with the aim of reducing Macau's dependency on its lucrative casino industry. Nevertheless, analysts acknowledge that the city's reliance on gambling revenues will persist, as it remains the primary source of funding for the local government's social programs and other initiatives backed by Beijing. Sam has also expressed his commitment to enhancing Macau's integration into China's national development plans. This includes fostering closer ties with the mainland in various areas, from economic cooperation to infrastructure development. By aligning Macau's growth with China's broader goals, Sam aims to ensure that the city continues to benefit from its special administrative status while contributing to the country's overall progress. The election of Sam marks a departure from past leadership traditions in Macau and signals a closer alignment with Beijing's policies. With his background in law and his strong ties to the central government, Sam's leadership is expected to focus on balancing the city's economic needs with the political priorities set forth by China. While efforts to diversify the economy are underway, the gambling industry will remain a critical part of Macau's financial stability, at least in the near future, as the city navigates its evolving relationship with the mainland.